Hey guys, this is Jasia Rose with W.A.S. We All Survive. And today I have my surviving friend, Annie.
Hi everyone.
And today we're going to be discussing something that women around the world are suffering. And that's polycystic ovarian syndrome, and which is also known as PCOS. I have it, and so does she. Mm-hmm. And we are both having this chronic condition that we cannot obviously get rid of. And it's something that is a huge struggle for my life personally. So I'm assuming just like many others are struggling as well. So I want to help someone like you. My first question is, when were you diagnosed?
I was honestly diagnosed in my late 20s, okay. Even though I've had it for much longer.
How were you diagnosed?
So the reason why I was diagnosed is because I was having such irregular periods. That's okay. Literally was like the first sign. Mm-hmm. For me, besides right. having the excessive facial hair, which is one of the other symptoms, right. but the irregular periods were mostly my most common. Mm-hmm. I would go literally 6 months with no period.
Oh. And so you just went to the doctor?
I went to the doctor because I was like, that's not normal.
Right.
And, you know, at times it's scary because that's your body's just not going what it should normally be doing.
Right.
So I thought something else was wrong.
Right.
And that's when I went into my OBGYN and he did an ultrasound, and he was like, no, you have PCOS.
Right.
And he was like, and I was like, wait, what? Like,
what is that?
Like, what is that?
Right.
And he literally pointed out little cysts on your ovaries. And not everybody has the same amount of cysts.
Right.
Like, for me, the way he described it was kind of like a pearl necklace.
Right.
Because there were so many little ones around my ovaries.
Mm-hmm. I like to think of it as like a beaver dam, like something blocking you know, the passage.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way. Yeah, I so like that analogy.
Because, like, some have more sticks and some don't, you mm-hmm. know? So it's,
and everybody has different symptoms and goes through it differently. So right. everybody has their own story, which right. is what I think is really cool and nice because everybody makes it unique for everybody.
Right. I was 23 when I was diagnosed, I think, and I was coming out of a relationship. I went to get tested. I found out he cheated. So I was just like, let me get tested because God knows what happened. So they were like, you need to come in. My heart dropped. Mm-hmm. I was like, come in. Like, he got me. He did me.
It's
like,
scary. Yeah. Just in general, getting a call from any doctor is right. kind of like scary.
Right. So I freaked out. They're like, you need to sit down. I was just like, all right. So like, I'm thinking of ways to kill him. You know? I'm like, this can't be. I'm too young. I need a man, you know. I started freaking mm-hmm. out, and you think of the worst, even though at this, you know, time and generation, it is not the end of the world, even if you did have something mm-hmm. because of the medicines. So it's nothing to be ashamed of if that was the case, for, you know, but you're young, you're scared, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I didn't know what to expect. So when they told me about it, and like, you have PCOS, they didn't really even say it in full, like, you know, what it means or anything, and I'm like, okay, what is that? So, like, well, it's not like a disease or anything like this, but like, you're gonna be fine. That's all he was like, you're gonna be fine. And I'm like, okay, like, so is this like HPV? Like,
no, it's true. They don't tell you like what you can experience, what difficulties right. you're gonna have down the road. They don't. They just right. say, oh, you have PCOS. They kind of like, all right, just Google it.
Right. And that's what I had to do. And I didn't think it was a big deal until like I started having more symptoms over time. So, like, there are certain things I did not have as a teenager. So, it started with when I was 12 when I started getting my period. My first time was on a plane. And then I was like, oh, okay, like, it's that time. Mm-hmm. So, but then I went where I went a year without it, you know. And then I'm like, that's weird. But maybe just because I'm new, like, and, you know, whatever. And then it just kept happening. There's times now where, like, last summer, I think I told you, like, I had it for 4 months. And I was like, holy shit, like, something's wrong, mm-hmm. you know? So I went to the doctors. It's just PCOS. They try to put you on birth control. They try to do all, like, or when you don't have your period, they try to enforce your period.
And that's what happened to me last summer. And they gave me a medication. But they didn't tell me, like, oh, it's going to last for a while, so don't be alarmed.
Right.
I was so alarmed right. that I went to the emergency room. Right. And they're like, no, this is normal. Just give it a few more days. Mm-hmm. And then just go from there, go to your doctor, and get checked out.
Mm-hmm. So, this goes into, like, my second question. What kind of symptoms did you have? Because there's, like, numerous symptoms.
There's so many.
Yeah.
So, for me, it was excessive facial hair. Literally. And that was, like, the most... I want to say that was probably the hardest part because I couldn't hide it.
Right.
So, literally, here I am in high school. Because in middle school is when I got my period in fifth grade.
Right.
So, and that really didn't faze me because, you know, middle school, you're still a kid, basically. Right. But in high school, that's when it really hit me hard.
Boys matter.
Exactly. Yeah. That's when the whole, like, oh, I like him, that whole topic really
starts. And
then starts.
Also people start talking.
Yeah. Gossiping. Yeah. And, like, oh, do you see this? And, like, so, literally all through high school, I was constantly shaving my face. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest with anybody living with PCOS, I don't recommend that at all.
Never shave. Never shave. I don't even know about plucking, but, like, I just, you know, but it's for people who pay out money, they're like, oh, so what do you do? Mm-hmm. You know? So it's like, what, do you use Nair? No, because that grows more hair mm-hmm. coming out.
And it also, like, irritates your skin. Like, right. It's depending on how sensitive your skin is. Like, for a while. Like, for a while, I used to bleach. Mm. That doesn't work either, to be completely honest.
Right, because you still see...
The hair, it's right. still the hair follicle, it's just blonde now.
And then now also black is coming out mm-hmm. with it. So,
it's kind of like a bad, like, hair coloring situation. Right. But that was, like, my most traumatic one. I was actually really bullied for that in high school, which was really bad.
People are harsh.
Oh, my God. Like, they don't understand, like, the words that you say to someone.
It could put people on edge. And they don't care because it's not them. Until then, all of a sudden, it's Cry Me a River when someone mm-hmm. comes to you. But
exactly.
How nice are you?
Exactly. And what people don't realize, PCOS can also be tied with depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, yeah.
So.
I don't know anyone that I've met that had PCOS that didn't have anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know? I'm on edge at times. Right. And, like, when I would get called names, like, the number one name that I used to be always called was Chewbacca. I was like, really? You couldn't, like, right. I'm like, why would you call somebody that? What if, like, that's
if
nothing. I don't know what that makes you, how that makes you feel. Like,
right.
I don't understand. You're not empowering yourself.
Right.
It's not.
As a teenager, that no one cares.
There's no feelings. There's no emotions. They just say
it's
what
funny.
They want to say.
It's like, ha, ha, ha. Like, and then it's like, you know, and there's probably that one girl that probably cares, but she doesn't want to be
say
the
anything.
One.
Yeah. She's like, I'm as popular if I say something.
It's or
like,
not even just like, I don't want the beef. You know, yeah, I don't want the attention on me. So, like, people get nervous. And it's, I feel like a lot of teenagers go through that. But they all have their situation that they're making fun of someone else, but they also have someone say mm-hmm. something about them or what they, I don't know. It doesn't make it okay.
No, it's never okay.
Never okay. Because we don't know. We don't know what's going on in people's lives mm-hmm. or why it's happening either. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, there's something wrong with my looks, maybe, or if you want to say in your eyes. But doesn't, like, make it okay. And it's, like, something obviously I can't control. So it's, like, obviously did I want this? No. No one wants certain things that other people are not having issues with.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's just, like, it's not fair. But life is not fair. So it's, like, learning having to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really hard, especially when you don't want to talk about it because it's embarrassing, you know? And especially as a teenager where you feel vulnerable and you're just like, I don't want to admit these problems mm-hmm. because it's like, damn, like, you know, it's like you have to come to reality to yourself. Like, you mm-hmm. know,
And, like, as a kid, you don't really understand what's going on in general.
And you also hope it just goes away.
Oh, exactly. Like. No, that's the, like, that's the mentality I feel like I had as a kid. I was like, oh, this is just a stage.
Right.
It'll go away.
I had things that happened to me that were just a stage. You assume that it's just going to go away, too.
Mm-hmm.
I had lumps on my head. Never knew why. Literally lumps. I thought it was cancer. And they just went away after a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, huh. You know? Maybe this stuff will go away.
Mm-hmm.
But some things are just... You just say.
Yeah.
You know? And it just stinks. You know, all these medical, you know, pharmaceuticals, and you would think there'd be better medicine out there to, like, help this, but
mm-hmm.
it's what it is. My symptoms were, obviously, I always had anxiety, but I'm not sure, because you don't need to have, like, to have anxiety with PCOS.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I don't know if that is why, but I've never had a full sleep in my life.
Oh, I'm with you on that one.
So, like, it's weird because I've never experienced, I've always dreamed my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can sleep for 2 minutes and have an entire dream. I could sleep for hours and I'll wake up just to keep dreaming for 2 seconds. And, like, I sleep light. They said, oh, but you have to be in REM. I don't know what people are on, but I don't need to be in REM to be dreaming and be asleep. And it's like, so I've never fully feel asleep. I've never had quiet peace in my head. Ever once. I can remember dreams as a child, like a four-year-old. So it's just like, I don't know if I had PCOS when I was a child. I don't know if that's part of PCOS, but I know part of symptoms are sleep issues. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, that makes sense. Like, I never truly feel like I had enough sleep. Do I have insomnia? No. But at the same time, I'm never truly, like, just rested. You know, mm-hmm. I don't wake up like, oh, that was great.
I feel like a whole new person.
Right. You know, if anything, I'm like, oh, just keep going.
I just want to sleep here.
Right. So I'm constantly tired. And then as a teenager, I wasn't hairy. But as I was getting older, once I got diagnosed, I feel like I was jinxed. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, all of a sudden, I'm seeing symptoms. I'm starting to get a little hairier. Like, and I'm like, huh. It was never truly bad, but I was just like, this is so annoying. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to wear a bikini because my sideline of hair is going onto the side of my legs. Mm-hmm. I have, like, hair on my little toes, like, now, but it's not really bad. But I'm like, let's get these bitches to be waxed, you know, and take these follicles out because I ain't going to keep going through this. Like, you know?
No, I agree. I went through the same thing, especially with that.
Right. And I'm, like, constantly going through it. It doesn't matter. I did laser recently, mm-hmm. and it worked in some areas, and then some areas are just getting worse. So mm-hmm. it's like, I don't understand. Like, I'd actually do my face, even though my face wasn't bad, because it's like light hairs, but mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want those light hairs.
No, I know.
So I was like, let me do it. They're not light no more. So I was like, did I just do like the biggest mistake ever?
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know, did I trigger it? Like, what did I do? Are they attacking me? Like, they mad? Like, why? Like, mm-hmm. I'm, you know, like my skin, I'm just trying to help it out.
See, like we had, I guess, different experiences with laser hair removal because I personally did laser hair removal and for me, it was the best thing I ever did.
Yeah, for dark, so the problem was because it works with darker hair. My legs are way better than my bottom leg where the darker hair was.
So you had like blonde?
Yeah, so I guess it was like shaving for it.
Okay, got it.
So it was like, I guess it's like a shave, so it's like now darker. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So like my suggestion is if you don't have any dark hairs in that area, avoid it. Because mm-hmm. I know you want to get rid of the full hair. You don't want the little peach fuzz or whatever they call it. Because it wasn't even a peach fuzz, but it was just like, I don't know. I was just like.
You just didn't feel comfortable with
it. Right. And I was like, okay, like, you know, when you're dating someone and they're like.
Oh, that's like the key thing as to why I got laser hair removal.
Right.
It's like. I feel like it's not just your appearance, like, but it's kind of like when you feel like you feel your better self.
Right.
Like for me, it was like having the hair all gone. I felt like so much better, even though it's like sad at the same time because you're not really being yourself because you have to shave your face.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like for you to feel good about yourself, that's what you have to do. Then that's what you got to do.
Right. And it's like, you know, when you're dating somebody, they make a little funny, but not so funny comments, guys. But he's like, oh, is that your mustache or mine? I was like,
oh my God.
Oh, okay, we're going there? Like,
is that where it's going right now?
Because first off, it's not even that bad. Because I take care of mine, and it was like it's not even dark. Like, it's like very light. Like,
I would bleach mine. This mm-hmm. I would bleach for the longest time.
I knew automatically once I shaved my legs, my arms as an 8-year-old.
Oh, I did that once.
And it was weird. I didn't have hair. I created hair. So I was like, not do it. So I already automatically knew not to do that. And it was nothing crazy. It's not like, so I was like, just cut it. Like, you know, like, and you don't see anything.
Okay.
So it works. So he'll make fun of it if I like forgot a day or something. And I'm like, oh. Cause like he saw it and he's like, I never knew you. And I'm like, and now he's like, it's a constant reminder. Constant. You know, I'm like, all right. It's so funny. So funny. But yeah, so there's the hair, there's the sleep, mm-hmm. there's obviously the biggest one for a lot of people with PCOS is weight gain. And that is, it's like, you know, you feel like in high school, I had it, I was gaining weight. I wasn't really where I am today, which is mm-hmm. bigger than I was, and I was already like ready to pull my hair out crying. And I'm not, my friends are all skinny, they're all so pretty, like, and here am I, like, feeling like Oompa Loompa, mm-hmm. and I'm like, you know, like, this is not okay. Like, I was freaking out, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and it's something that I'm still trying to figure out. I've done all the diets. I've done the keto. I've done the Atkins. I've done the vegan and all different ones.
It's a battle.
It's a constant
battle.
Like, you know, people are like, why don't you just eat right and work out? But people with PCOS, that does not matter. No.
Because
it's like, I eat less calories and hardly eat, and I promise you, if I eat an M&M, I gain 5 pounds. Like,
no, it's true though.
I think it's like they think you're like a liar.
Yeah, you know? No, because mostly with the weight gain, you also have insulin resistance.
Right, it's like for diabetics, mm-hmm. you know?
Which PCOS can sometimes lead to being pre-diabetic.
Yeah, and a lot of them are, what is it called, borderline. And mm-hmm. I was borderline.
I was borderline, too.
I don't know if I'm still, it's been years since I checked, but yeah, mm-hmm. it's kind of on that rhythm. So, and then they have like a what, high cholesterol, mm-hmm. low in iron.
It's like everything that. Yeah, mixed like that's, together.
Yeah, so... I know, for me, it was a challenge with all these diets. I just recently was on Instagram. I saw this girl who talks about it, about PCOS, and I was like, let me try it, because it seems like we can't do gluten or dairy. Mm-hmm. And it's expensive being on the whole food diet.
Any diet, I feel yeah, like it's expensive. If you want to be healthy, mm-hmm. it's like $1,000. Right. It's very hard financially.
You can't, right now, we want to go out to eat after, and we can't find a place that will take the diet that I'm doing. It's mm-hmm. not as easy. So that's the negative. Eating at home is fine, especially if you have decent kind of money. But like I said, I call it the whole food diet, because it is, you have to go to Whole Foods to get most of the
ingredients.
You're right. Yeah. Because, I mean, I go to Walmart, it's not that much variety. Mm-hmm. Maybe if it was a supermarket, but even then, it's just like gluten-free. It's everywhere, but gluten-free and dairy-free is really slim hard. Pickings. Right. It's like Whole Foods has plenty of those options. There's desserts. There's like, oh my God, they're like their cakes, their donuts, their ice cream is like better than the regular ones. And mm-hmm. I'm like, and when, I don't know if it's true or not, something I'm still discovering, like I said, is the calorie counting. I don't know. Obviously, if you do calorie count plus the gluten-free and dairy-free, you're probably going to lose weight mm-hmm. because it doesn't hurt to keep trying. But from according to the girl, you don't have to do the calorie count. So I'm trying to give it a month where I don't do the calorie count, see where I get from that, yeah. mm-hmm. you know, and then do it a month where I do it and see the difference, mm-hmm. you know, trying to, you know, compare the two. And I will say that I already did lose it, like, maybe 5 pounds. I lost 5 pounds. I gained it back. And then it's tricky. They always say, like, 5 pounds, don't be too, like, happy about it, because those gain real quick, right back.
Yeah, but also, those 5 pounds to lose is not that easy either. So you have to be proud of yourself for doing that.
So, you know,
it's so easy to gain.
Right.
So this is what the analogy my doctor actually used on me, and I was like, wow. So he was like, imagine you're pushing up a boulder up a hill. Mm-hmm. Once you've got that steady rhythm, you're good.
Right.
But you take that one step, it's going to come right back down.
Right. And it's just going to tumble.
It's a struggle. Right. It's something we will struggle for the rest of our lives. We just have to come accustomed to it.
Right. No, I totally agree. And it's just, it's so hard. And you're like, another thing you're trying.
And it does get frustrating.
Right.
It gets frustrating at times, but don't give up.
Right.
Literally.
Don't. And I can't really say, but they say that gluten-free really does help the inflammation. Mm-hmm. It helps with fertility.
Acne too.
Right. It helps all the way around. Like, because fertility issues. I know my past relationships, they all wanted me to have a child. I have not been able to get pregnant. Not once. Mm-hmm. I don't need, I feel like my body is a natural birth control. Like, I'm just a pill itself. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I get really upset because I'm like, well, when I am ready, what am I going to do? You know, I do see things on Amazon where if you take these, you know, supplements that they help. I'm too little scared to try because I'm not ready to get pregnant. But it's nice to know, like, you know.
No, that's another reason why I kind of went to my doctors and everything, because I'm pushing almost 30.
Right.
Same. And that's the time where I'm gonna want to start having a family, right. And I want to know. Literally, even now, I want to know, is that an option?
Right.
And that's scary to be like.
People can't at all with PCOS, and they don't have the eggs, and there's probably other factors that I would like to know, like, because I found I do have eggs, and I don't know how many, but I was having an infection, and they had to do something in the, I was just talking to a doctor, mm-hmm. or not a doctor, but probably a tech or something, and she was talking to me how she went through all these situations to try to get pregnant, and still ended up with nothing, spent like $100,000 to more money, like a lot of money to just, no baby, which is really sad.
It's so sad, and it's so unfortunate that even with PCOS, you're not guaranteed that you can have children.
Right.
And it's so sad because I know people that have PCOS and have only suffered miscarriages, but then there's people that have their children, and it's like,
and they get babies.
They're miracle children. They're miracle baby, and I think that's amazing.
Right. And there's people that can get pregnant, like, because just because you have PCOS doesn't mean you have every symptom.
Exactly. And it doesn't mean, like, you can't get pregnant as well.
Right, right. It's like, or you might not, you might be very fertile, mm-hmm. you know. It's just one of the symptoms. It's just a very common symptom, very strong.
That's the strongest, that's with everybody.
I think right, weight gain and those two are, like, very,
fertility issues.
But it doesn't apply to everyone. Mm-mm. For me, it definitely applies. So I'm, like, I still, like, I worry because women were already on a time clock.
Mm-hmm. Which I hate. Right. Honestly, I really do hate. Right. Men can have kids whenever, like, the heck.
Like in their 40s. 50s, 60s. And not be at risk because they don't give birth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then even to get pregnant, let's say we have to go through these procedures, we have to go through all these things that all men have to do is ejaculate.
Yeah.
And we're here, like, having to get put to sleep, surgery, you know, shots, like, so much pain. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all they get to do is, like, it's okay, babe.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm here.
Right. Or for women that are doing this alone and getting pregnant on themselves.
Because, I applaud them. I applaud them. There's nothing wrong with having a baby on your own.
Right. It's because women, you know,
we're stereotyped.
We have the disadvantage, I feel like, on time. Mm-hmm. Because time just is not in our favor. We have a time clock already, but people with PCOS feel
even shorter.
Yeah, because we're already struggling. So we don't want to wait till we're 35, mm-hmm. you know, or even 30. You know, and it's not because, oh, like, you know, we don't want to find Mr. Right, or, you know, we want to have fun too sometimes, depending on the person. But it's just that we know our, like, as time goes on, we're less of a, you know, advantage and a chance of having a child compared to a healthy woman. Mm-hmm. You know, and she's already on a time clock, a healthy woman. So imagine us. Yeah. You can feel the pain. Like, yeah. Because we're both in this, and it's just so many women, and they say, 1 out of 10 people have it? And it's just, you know, and you said, 50%? I think you were looking up 50% of women in America have it.
Yeah, 50% of the women have it properly diagnosed, while millions others are not diagnosed.
Right. And it's just
emotional.
Oh, why? No. It's
like a nice topic because I feel like I'm helping someone else that's listening to this. It's like they could be taking it, wow, I have the same exact symptoms, or maybe I should go get checked out.
Right.
And that's, if one person does that, I feel like we did our job.
And these things that we tried to do, like, such, I'm doing the gluten and dairy free. It's something to try. I can't promise everybody. I will always say will be different. Even if it worked for a million people, it doesn't mean it will work for you. Mm-hmm. I can't say because I'm not a doctor, but I do hear good things about it. So that's why I'm doing it. But it is hard to maintain. And people that are not fortunate to have the funds to keep up with that diet, it's just not fair. Mm-hmm. And I understand. And the system is just corrupted. To do your best to stay healthy is hard. And sometimes you just, like, I want a damn freaking regular hamburger, you know? And
oh, I'm there, like, every day.
Yeah. But I know you went through something to help your situation. I don't know if you want to share it.
No, yeah, I'll share it.
Okay, so.
I did bariatric surgery to help my whole situation when it came to weight loss, PCOS, pre-diabetic. And I also heard the words morbid obese. Mm-hmm. That was my wake-up call, to be completely honest. And when they told me that it could possibly help with my PCOS, I literally hopped on that train really quickly.
Right. And was it your first surgery before? Or did you have a surgery?
I've had surgeries before, but this was the first one that was going to be a life changer for me, mm-hmm. and more of, like, a whole lifestyle change.
So what made you choose that instead of, like, the BBLs or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. That's actually a really good one. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, I wanted to get rid of the fat. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to put it somewhere else. Plus, I'm already blessed.
Okay, I hear you.
With y'all know what.
Yeah.
So, but that BBL, I was not going to gain anything from it.
Right.
It wasn't going to do anything for me.
Right.
The weight loss surgery was mostly for me to be more healthy, mm-hmm. get my numbers down, mm-hmm. and basically I was thinking I wanted to a whole new lifestyle. Like, I want to have a fresh start, basically.
Do you think it is the best healthy way to do it? Not to, like, you know, say anything negative about it, but like to like not be able to eat so much because it's about making your stomach small. It can still grow.
Yeah.
You will gain the weight back. Mm-hmm. So do you think going through all that, you can, one, maintain it. Two, like, we're like you can't eat a full meal. Like,
no, that's not, like. It's not realistic.
It's not even just realistic. It's like, I want to eat it. Sometimes it's a mental thing. It's
definitely mind over matter.
Right.
That is something I still struggle with, and I'm 3 months out. Mm-hmm. But yet again, surgery is not for everybody. Mm-hmm. You do what you think is best for you, what your doctor suggests to you. That's my thing. Mm-hmm. I just thought the surgery was my best option. I've tried diets. I did the Noom diet that you, Nutrisystem that we always see televised on TV. Mm-hmm. Just did not work for me. Okay. So I've tried it over the years. I was constantly meeting with my endocrinologist, making sure, you know, everything was going good.
Right.
It was just not working. And she was saying, your numbers are showing me that your best option would be the surgery.
Okay.
And I have multiple family members that have had it and they've success in it.
Right.
You know, but yet again, there are people that don't follow the rules and they do gain their weight back.
Right.
So it's not like permanent.
Right.
You're still able to gain your weight back.
But you have to be on a diet though.
Exactly.
So it's like, if you have to be all right, so it just was a booster for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I understand. Something, I'm too scared to have surgery for anything. Because, mm-hmm. like, I've never been put to sleep. And
which is understandable. It is, the whole going to sleep part is kind of scary.
I'm scared I won't wake up. Mm-hmm. I tell you, when I've never went to sleep and not dreamed. So I'm like, surgery, you don't dream. You're, like, mm-hmm. dead on the table.
Yeah.
So, like, if I don't dream, I think my body is going to be like, hello, are we dead? Because
what's going on here?
Right. I think I don't know how to. I'll probably be stuck in a coma. Like I'm literally, like, I'm too nervous.
No. I understand.
Terrified.
I suffer from major anxiety, mm-hmm. and literally any surgery that I get, I literally tell them I have to go in with my glasses because I need to see what's going around.
Right.
I need to be aware of my surroundings.
Right. I want. I was like, anytime I have surgery, I need to be awake. Put an epidural on me. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to go through that. Listen, it's scary, but what's more scary is
not
waking. Not only that, it's not waking up. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the pain is going to hurt. I need a few surgeries, but I'm just refusing it. Like, I'm like, I can't do it. Like, I can't. And, you know, it's stuff like this. Like, I'm like, what happens when I get told I'm going to need surgery to get pregnant? What if that happens? And I'm going to epidural. Get it. I don't care mm-hmm. how much money. Do it awake. Insert it. I don't care. Because they have to go past your, what's that thing called? Inside, because, you know, it's not just like, oh, putting an incubator.
I know you're talking about.
When they insert the egg with the fish.
Oh my gosh. Cervix.
Yes. They have to go past your cervix. It was drawn a blank.
I was like, I know this because I've seen so many shows, right, so right. I should know this.
Right. And then, you know, they put those like things in your cervix too, to IUDs and
mm-hmm.
So. Anyways, but yeah, I'm freaked out and I'm like, it has to be awake. I think I would have had surgery, something like that, or the BBL, or just like you know,
mm-hmm.
getting fat removed. But I don't look bad. I do lose weight, but I also gain weight, and it's finding a way to
balance.
Yeah, where it's just, well, I'm tired of balance. I don't want this no more. I don't want a flip flop. You know. Because I've noticed when I'm truly happy, stress also is a factor. When we're stressed out,
our body knows it.
Yeah, and it's like an inflammation. Everything is inflamed. My sleep habits, my hair issues, my weight issues, they're just like off the charts. Like, you know, like when I'm happy, I think in 2017, I was really like, I was in at least a good, decent place where I wasn't as stressed out. I was having fun. I was okay with my life, and I lost weight, like, not even on a single diet. It was the first time I did not have to go on a diet without losing weight. And I don't know and the only thing I could think of, I was not stressed out like that.
Mm-hmm.
Once I started stressing out and I started having certain personal issues, all my issues just came back. And I'm like, oh, that's why I tell men, don't stress us out, okay? You know, because I need to be glowing, not, you know, showing.
No, it's true, though, because, like, just like you were saying, you went through those problems. In 2017, where actually it was the same year,
mm-hmm.
we lost our house. I went through a breakup. That's where my weight started going, like, skyrocketing high.
Okay, yeah.
And I was just like, I didn't see it. And then all of a sudden when I, like, realized...
When it's, like, too late.
Yeah. I went from, like, 180 to 234. And I was like, wait a second. This is not right.
Right. And it's, like, it's a huge difference. It's not as healthy.
No, know? It's like, not. And that was traumatic. Less than a year, I gained all that weight.
Right. I gained 20 pounds in a month before. Mm-hmm. 20 pounds.
And like, we look at it and we're like, how the hell did that happen?
Right. Because I'm like, I eat the same. Mm-hmm. I still exercise the same. They're like, oh, you don't work out. I work out. I just, mm-hmm. You kind of like, what is it, lose motivation. And because when you're realizing it's not doing anything, it's not like, I can be muscle. Muscle, I'll get, but then it's muscle and fat. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, you're not working out. You need to tone. You need to do cardio. You need to do this. People, you know, see a nutritionist. And it's like, you can see that, but it's like, they can't tell you what your body, my doctor can't even say, like, what is going to work for me. Because it's like a needle in a haystack. Yeah. Like, you know, my body's going to be different than yours, mm-hmm. even though we have the same condition. You know? So it's like,
Everybody's body breaks things down differently.
You're right. And it's anyway, so it's a little thing. Anyways, let's go to the next question. Well, we already got to that, what we have to help your chronic condition, which you did the surgery. Is there anything else that you've done?
So I tried medication.
Oh, okay.
I tried metformin. Yeah. That was pretty harsh. It's a pretty harsh medication. Mm-hmm. And that was the first thing they tried putting me on, besides the typical birth control to try to regulate your periods and stuff like that.
Right.
But I could not take that medicine for the life of me. They had me on like 1,000 milligrams, mm-hmm. which was like two pills, one in the morning, one at night.
And you didn't see any results anyways.
I didn't see results anyways. And it was just, all I was getting was like pain in my stomach. Mm-hmm. So I was like, no, next. Right.
I couldn't take, I'm not a pill taker. So they tried to get me on it. You know, it's good. It's for mostly for diabetes, but it helps people with PCOS because we have similar issues within it. But I couldn't do it. So I mean, medicine wasn't for me. That I only did diets, mm-hmm. I would say. But now, like, this is another diet I'm on. Mm-hmm. You know, surgery. There's not much options besides diets, surgery, exercise, mm-hmm. which is something I think. You know, we walk every day. A lot of us, unless you work from home or something like that. But you know, I'm out all the time. I'm very active, you know? So, and I do go to the gym. Like, I did stop for a while, but I'm going to the gym regularly, and I still don't
see the results.
Mm-hmm. And then they say that it takes time. And I also see people that go to the gym for years, and some people you see results, and some people don't.
Yeah.
And I'm just, and some people are regulars, and I'm thinking, like, maybe I'm not seeing what they're seeing, but I'm not seeing a difference, you know? So, it just depends. Everybody's is definitely different. But... It's okay. It's okay. You know, we all have our symptoms in PCOS, mm-hmm. and we all have, you know, our strategies. Like, there's nothing wrong with what you choose to do with your body, and that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. My last question would be, though, what advice would you give to someone like you, especially, like, starting off, realizing that you had PCOS, and, like, what would you advise them to do to help their situation?
Honestly, I would probably say do your research. Look up your symptoms.
Can't expect the doctor.
No. Your doctor's probably going to tell you to Google it. And, like, if you're going to your doctor's maybe asking, like, hey, is this a possibility that I have? Bring them your questions, to be honest. Bring them your questions. And that way, it's not like a needle in a haystack where it's like, I don't know what you want to know.
Right.
You're already prepared. You have your questions that you want to ask. And that's honestly the best thing that I wish I did, to be completely honest. I didn't do that.
Right.
Because I was learning.
Right. I was like told randomly. So I was like, I didn't know what to
do. You were caught off guard.
Yeah. First off, I was just relieved and scared at the same time. Because I was like relieved that it's not, you know, I didn't have to kill him.
You're so relieved that it was not anything else.
Right, right. You know, but then I was like, did he do this? He had to do this. Like, I was already in go mode. I'm here just like, you know, shaking my leg. Don't tell me. Going back and forth. I don't want to go to jail.
I know.
Oh, he must have knew. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my God. Freaked out. But once they told me, I didn't even know what to do with it because I felt fine. You know, I didn't really have crazy symptoms. I would say even if you don't have a lot of symptoms right now, don't mean you won't. And it can, like, symptoms, like, especially getting older, your body just doesn't, be able to handle as much.
And your body changes, like, I think, what, every seven years?
Yeah, I have allergies now. I never had allergies growing up. This year, ever since the coronavirus, I have allergies. I don't know, you know, and I did have corona before, and, like, my smell is different. Like, it's, everything's different ever since mm-hmm. corona, too, so... I don't know if it, you know, it decided to do something else with, you know, the PCOS medicine. Yeah. I don't know.
We'll find out in years to come. No, but it's true, though. Yeah. Like, with everything that we've been going through lately, we don't know what's tied to PCOS and what could happen.
Right. And I'm just hoping that there's something that can help, you know, people with more money obviously have a better advantage because mm-hmm. they can try different, you know, situations that probably we're not even aware of.
Yeah.
You
know? It's true.
Money, definitely, we all money know, talks. Helps. Yeah. And it shows results. But for me, I don't know. The first step is getting a good man because one just had to go. And, you know, I was like, you know, I don't want to get pregnant now. You know, before I was like,
You know, I've had those moments. Mm-hmm. I've had those moments where it's like, oh, maybe down the road this will work out and we'll, you know.
Right. But you have like, these little things and you start thinking of names. Mm-hmm. Typical girl.
Well, that's so typical. I've had my kids' names picked out since I was little, so.
Yeah. Mine are a little extreme. But I'm extreme, so it's okay. But yeah, so it's a battle, and I think it's a chronic condition. And it's never going to go away, ever. I mean, yeah, not in our lifetime, at least. No. You know, I don't think, and even so.
We just have to learn to live with it and. We can beat it, race it, basically.
Well, we can maintain it where you might not even notice your symptoms mm-hmm. anymore. So do what you think is best. It's my best advice. Try the gluten-free, dairy-free, because even with you, even with the surgery, it might be where you still get to have cake. Mm-hmm. You still get to have alcohol, because it's, like, when I see how much things are gluten-free, I'm like, oh, we're really actually good here.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that's really hard to do is bread. Bread, gluten-free bread. They say it's not good for you. But you know what? I want a sandwich, and I'm getting a sandwich.
Girl. So,
you know?
I know.
You know, I don't like, you know, that's why diets don't work, because I can't maintain that all. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't maintain keto forever.
No, you can. Like, you know? If you want chocolate,
right?
You need to have your chocolate.
Right. It's just, and especially when it's around your friends, or you're having, like, dinner with them, and they're drinking, and you're like, oh, I can't drink, mm-hmm. you know, because there's X, Y, and there's sugars in there. You know, so I'm like, no, I need to be able to find something
that you enjoy and that it's easy for you.
Yeah, and actually gluten-free, besides going out to eat, is the hard part. And it's not because, yeah, you can get a salad, but the dressing they're not gluten-free
mm-hmm.
or dairy-free, you know. So you have to find things that work. That does. There's a lot of places, actually, in restaurants that are starting to be gluten-free, dairy-free,
mm-hmm.
but it's just not as common. Especially, like you said, certain places, though, if you want a taco, your taco stops ain't gonna have no gluten-free dairy.
You're not gonna find that there.
Yeah. You gotta make your own tacos now. You know, if they do, it's a bougie place, okay?
Yeah. And let us know. Let us know if you find that taco place in the New Jersey area. Yeah,
New Jersey, yes, because I live in the most Spanish area, and I'm like, every place, gluten-free dairy? No.
I don't understand the question.
Right. I don't even know how to explain that in Spanish either. Like, well, I'm not fluent, but it's just like...
Even me being fluent, I don't understand how to say gluten-free and dairy-free.
Right.
It's just like a weird...
No dairy.
Yeah.
But they probably aren't. It's not a common thing that people ask for. Mm-hmm. You know, gluten is more
gluten
common.
Is because there's a lot of people that are allergic to gluten.
Right. Which is, you know, strange. I guess I wonder what their reactions are to gluten. I don't know about that too much.
I don't either.
Because I don't really get a reaction. Definitely
something to look into, though.
Yeah. I know it's inflammation, so maybe it sparks something else for them. Mm-hmm. But for me... I don't really feel the difference as of yet, but only been a weekend, so we'll see. I really do want to be committed to this one, because this mm-hmm. one is like, even some of the food is better, I will say. I mean, I don't know how or why.
Yeah.
But.
No, I agree. Like, I had, what did I try? I tried gluten-free pasta. Mm-hmm. Honestly, now that's like my go-to pasta.
I can't taste the difference between the pasta.
I don't either.
So it was really good, so I'm like, okay.
This is a good thing.
Right, right. And it's better, mm-hmm. you know? I don't think it changes the calories or anything, but...
I don't know. I don't think so.
But then again, like I told you, there's this donut, and it's, like, so much bigger and thicker, and it's the same amount of calories as a regular donut. So maybe, I don't know. I'm still learning myself about mm-hmm. this, but I just hear so many great, you know, things about it.
Results.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. the results seem great, but media but can be, media can also lie. So we don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you, but I will keep this updated, do this probably again, just because I would love to have other people with PCOS, you know, share their story and, you know, their results, and because, or maybe they're still struggling and, you know, we can just work on it together. Whether I know you're not, you're more than welcome. And it's a constant battle. And I kind of want to figure this out now at a younger age.
Exactly.
Than older. You know, so it's better to get a hold of it now, you know. So thank you guys for joining me. I appreciate it so much. And don't forget to like and subscribe. And thank you for sharing. I'm, like, so appreciative of you coming in and trying to help and support.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And have a good day, guys. Bye.